to contemplate the sorrows of Our Lady as she participates in the passion of her Son is in a very real way to engage the meaning of the concluding words of that very familiar prayer, the Hail Mary. Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. She stands with her Son now and at the hour of his death. She prays in support of her Son now in the moment of his suffering and at the hour of his death. And because he has come to save us from death, note the promise. She stands with us in the sorrows of this life, the struggles of this life, and she prays for us now. Because unlike him, we are in fact sinners. And the one who stands and prays with us now, precisely because she is stationed at the cross of her Son at the moment of his death, is sure likewise to pray for us at the hour of ours. We reflect on that far too little, and yet note the marvelous intimacy that Our Lady shares. So when we reflect on the sorrows of Our Lady, we recognize that these sorrows have three very real aspects to them. One, she does in fact suffer herself. The wounds that strike her Son grieve her and wound her as well. Even as the side of the Lord is pierced by a lance after he dies, so is her soul pierced by a sword, as Simeon prophesied for her. She is wounded by the sufferings of her Son. She is wounded then by the sins of the world and by our sins. And yet, even as she's wounded, that wounding is at the service of the opening of our hearts. She is pierced that we might be opened. Tears fall from her eyes that our hearts might be softened. And why? Because the Lord has not come to condemn but to save. And we who are sinners find a sure refuge in her, who receives sinners as her sons and her daughters. And so at the foot of the cross, she is the comfort of the afflicted, and she is likewise the refuge of sinners. And why? Because she is the mother of the Redeemer, the mother of our Savior. And so it is that when we turn to her, and we see how what her Son suffers affects her so strongly, we can see in that very effect that it produces in her how we should respond and appreciate to those same sufferings. So it is then we turn our eyes and our ears to our Blessed Lady. The text that we are about to hear is fairly old. It has been translated out of an original Spanish work. It is a recounting in the voice of Our Lady of Good Friday 2,000 years ago.